Which first?
Doesn't matter.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and November, and December.
And the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Do you ever use the word Sabbath?
No, we don't.
You ever hear that around here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When reading the Bible or something like that, I hear people talk about the Sabbath, but we don't hardly ever say anything about the Sabbath month. We call Sunday. We don't usually call it. In the Bible, I think they use Saturday. Some denomination or some church group still calls Sabbath Saturday, don't they?
I think so.
I think that's right.
But you'd say
we say Sunday. We don't hardly ever speak of the Sabbath.
You'd say that's the day that you go to worship.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Worship what?
The Lord.
Do you ever say another word for the Lord?
Well, some people say worship Jesus Christ, something like that. Some people use that. Worship Jesus.
Or worship God.
Worship God. Yeah, people say
That's all.
They often say that.
That's all my question. Is there anything that you thought I might ask about that I didn't?
No, not a thing that I know of or that you might... Now, there's one thing I happen to think of. It might be amusing to you. I don't know where you want
to
be on this. I don't know where you want to be on this thing.
That's great, yes,
but
sir.
When you were talking about yesterday about people getting pregnant and so on like that, y'all knew that yesterday you were talking about women getting pregnant.
Yes, sir.
And we mentioned one day about midwives, you know, we used to face a doctor's coming out when children were born.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know what you'd call a man that done that, but I happened to be in a bad position one time that I had to be the midwife. So a colored woman that lived on our place. There was an old man and a woman that lived, well, it wasn't old, but they lived over yonder in a rent house over there next to that hay barn. Well, she got in the family way, this woman did, and was going to have a baby. And so I didn't know what kind of arrangement they'd made or anything like that. And at that time, this is just an old cultivated sand field all out between here and where they live.
The hay meadow?
Yeah, the hay meadow used to be just an old sand field that we cultivated. And so soon one morning before daylight, this woman's husband come running over here at the house. And he was about, hey, crazy, and I didn't have good sense. And he said, Miss Marsh, come over there quick. Emma's a dying. That was his wife, you know. And she was in family. She was in labor with that child. And so I grabbed my car and pulled out over there, and she run and hopped off the doorstep and met me in that old sand field about halfway from here to the house. And I had my kids, you know, all at the same time, and met me. And just as she got where I was, the child was born. In the sand, just chugged right out in that sand bed just like a booty bug. And I never heard a little nigga cry in my life like he cried. You can hear that little nigga crying, I'd be for 300 yards. And I didn't know what in the world to do. I said, Emma, lay down there. Lay down on that ground. And let me go get some help. Well, she had a little daughter that worked for my wife named Cherilee. And I hollered just as loud as I could. I said, Cherilee, bring a quilt out here. And she brought a quilt. And we wrapped that little sleep, sandy nigga up in that quilt. And I said, Cherilee, take that baby to the house. And I run over the fence, and some niggas lived over yonder in that house over yonder, and I got them. I hollered for them, and they come over there, and we carried Emma to the house. Me and the man got one on one side and one on the other, about halfway, towed her and drove her up to the house. And doggone, if she wasn't up and walking around the place in just 3 or 4 or 5 days, it's all right. And the funny part about that, about 15 or 20 years after that, I met Emma there in Huntsville. And there was a girl, just a young girl, about 15 years old, 20, walking around with her. And she said, Mr. Marsh, do you know who this is? She told me that girl was with her. I said, no, Emma, I don't know. I forgot all about that. She said, this is Sandbed Sally.